the last four Madrigos Hatzdaka, which again, you know, it's very relevant on this day. Tzion v'mishpat tipada v'shaveh b'tzdaka. So the zechus of our learning about tzedakah, Allah the Gemara Menachos Daf Kaf Yud. Hopefully, the limud about tzedakah is like doing tzedakah, and it should be a zechus for Achenu b'nei Yisrael right now. So the Rambam says, "Pachos mizah sheitin lo biyado kodem sheyishal." Again, to preserve the dignity that he doesn't have to feel like he's chozer l'apsachim. Pachos mizah sheitin lo achar sheyishal. Pachos mizah sheitin lo pachos minaroi b'sever panim yafos. We already dealt with that, right? Even if you don't give prutalani because you can't, you're mizbarech b'yud aleph brachos as opposed to no sin talani is mizbarech b'sheish brachos. The Meiser Rokeach points out that it's probably the correct years in the previous line. Pachos mizah nusach acher k'sav yad, this is the third source. Pachos mizah sheitin lo kiroi litin lo achar sheyishal v'hi girsa nechona. In other words, that third line of Rama, pachos mizah sheitin lo pachos minaroi b'sever panim yafos. So the previous line is pachos mizah she yitain lo, you know, davar haro'oi achar sheyishal, right? By contrast, it does make sense. And pachos mizah she yitain lo be'etzev. So the idea of she yitain lo be'etzev is obviously a major challenge to us. So we just learned the Rambam. I reprinted it just for you in the fourth source, right? Kolanosin stakalani b'sever panim ro'os upanav kushos v'karka afilu nasan lo elav zehufim ibeid zechuso v'hifsida. So how exactly can you have pachos mizah sheitin lo be'etzev, which is nifsach la'aloch on the Shulchan Aruch? So the Shach was alert to the question. That's not a surprise. And the Shach writes, "Hainu shetzar lo b'nisilaso." Right, internally he feels that way. Avol kol panim in omar lo panim zo afos dim kein lo nechsha v'shmona malos to ha'ifsi tzchuso ve'overal mishum lo yira levavcha besit chalo. Just one more heyara. The Gaon points it out. Right, the Gaon with his, you know, a sovereign mastery over Kol HaTorah Kula. So he pointed out this idea of Kodem Sheyishal is based on the Gemara in Kuf Shabbos Kuf Nanalev. Sorry, it's the second source. It just says Amar Rabbi Chia L'Dvisu. So remember, Rabbi Chia is like the paragon of Tzedakah in Chazal. I mean, Marukva is up there, but remember Gedolim Ma'isachia, Reish Lakish Havemitzayin Kurasa the Rabbanon V'Chalish Daite. Rabbi Chia was where, you know, Tzedakah found its apotheosis. So Reb Chia says this viso, ki asa anya akdimu le rifta ki hechid lekan mi levanoich. Right, don't wait for him to ask. So Amalei, melet kalaita lehu, she was very upset. Who wants to see their children having to be chozer lapsachem? So Amalei, krok siv, ki biglal hadavar azeh, tanve rishmal galgal hu shechozer ba'olam. I want to remind you of one of the most important things. This is the last day that we're in person. We'll continue on, you know, Be'ez Rosh Hashem over the WhatsApp. But, you know, it's one of the most important things that we learn, the Chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan or his Kabbalah, that, yeah, it's a Galgal Chozer Be'olam, that somebody's going to have to be Mechazer L'Apsachim, but if you're Gadol HaMa'asa Yosef Min Osef, you are Mechazer L'Apsachim in that way, to collect on behalf of others, then you'll be Nitzel from having to collect for yourself. Okay. So the Ramah Paskins here, you know, apropos, you know, Shelo Yitein Lo Be'etzev, Al kol panim lo yispar ha'adam b'tzedakah shenosein. A person should not, in general, levil tirum levavel v'achav, the Rambam says this is the rice of gaiva. The Rambam says basically the worst midah in the world. So a person, din prati, shouldn't be about gaiva and tzedakah shenosein v'mispar lo dai shenu mekabel schar lafilu mani shenoso ala. So this is the psak of the smag. It's in the Beis Yosef and it's tzivzach alach in the Rambam. It's very sad, but the way that a lot of tzedakah is done in the community, people get their name in bright lights, which is okay, we'll see in just a second. But in addition to missing the opportunity to give a matana b'seser, right, you can see that they're mispar. They go around, you know, they're very, very proud of themselves, you know, for, you know, what they're doing. And it's very inconsistent with the ethos that we're trying to generate, with the avodah shebalev. Doesn't only mean the clothes that you wear. It means when you do a mitzvah, you don't need a press report about it. It's one of the things that I worry about the most with you guys, that everything that you do has to go into this publication. And I make light of it, but we don't need to be mispar. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what we're doing. The people that we're helping are helped, and that's what counts. The schar mitzvah. So a person should never be mispar b'tzedakah. Mikol makom, says the Rama, Mishamakdish Dover Litzdaka, Mutilo Shiyichtov Shmo, Alav Sheilo Zikaron, Veroi Lasos Kane. So that's based on the Chuvas HaRashba. that if a person is makdir something, he can write his name on it. Again, not to be mispar, but that his name should be affiliated with tzedaka. People do that, I think, in the nicest way, by demonstrating a little bit of kibud av ve'em la'achar misa. People donate things in memory of their parents, which I think is a much more beautiful way to do it. So anyway, the Taz thinks, moving ahead just the ninth verse, and I'll circle back to the Tshuva Samuna Shmuel, in the Pischei Tshuva, the Taz thinks in Nafkamina, Neratan Nafkamina Mizah, Shaz lo yuchu atzibur l'shanu so davar, l'midei acharina, right, that they're not going to be able to flip it around once the person's name on it. Okay, he thinks that's what's at stake here. Okay. That's an interesting theory. Now, the Tshuva Amunah Shmuel, so the Tshuva, of course, interesting story of a gabbai who hired workers for the Beis HaKnesses, and, you know, he, I guess, maybe even supervised the project. And when the project was done, you know, he had written on it, basically, you know, this was done under the auspices of Reuven the gabbai. And the Tzibor got really upset and said, you know, he doesn't deserve this. It wasn't, it wasn't his money anyway, and... and then he had a second argument, which is that now it's a chazaka because it's on. And basically the Tshuva Samuna Shmuel sided with the call. He says, yeah, he thinks that this idea of ksiva shame is only shayach when it's actually your, funding, and not if it's the tzibor's funding. And he says the chazaka is no chazaka. This is a principle in law in general. How much can you say a precedent matters if it's based on a faulty application? This is a general idea of stare decisis, very, very important legal concept to have mastered. You know, so sometimes we say, even if the initial reasoning may have been flawed, right, you know, there is a notion of chazaka, but the Tshuva Amunah Shmuel dismisses it. Now, I have to say, I'm not quite convinced of the analysis. You know, Gadol Hama'asa, Yoser Mina Osa, you know, part of that schar that we talked about is the fact that it's, you know, a very hard thing to do. You know, and if some people have means and some people are willing to put their bodies on the line. So even in terms of the language that the Tshuva Samuna Shmuel uses of what entitles you to have, you know, the name written, Sha'asa atzmo begufo o b'mamun shalo yeshlo zchus lichtov shmo la v'chol chiyagavde shalo asa ba'atzmo rak sachar po'alin. So that to me doesn't resonate, because there's an enormous amount of work that goes into schira sapol. You can't just randomly hire people. You have to get, anytime you get involved in any kind of a project like this, you're having hundreds of hours of meetings. Architects, contractors, getting different quotes. You're responsible for every penny that you spend. It's not your money. So I don't really think. Could have been that the Metzius was different, but I would not have objected anyway. So the Aruch HaShulchan is a little bit in my kivun here. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes the following: Vigami shehotzi mikiso in biyachotu lichtov rak beishem mosu lehektesh al masra letzibor stam ve'achar kach rotzu lichtov lishmo yicholim alim chos tzemach tzedach ve'yesh echotkin bazed dechin mash metshubas harashba mishum til inyan adin einavka mina bazed yesh mishomer dechshachasav shmo alaha ein atzibor rishoyin lishanosa. May Rashba lo mashmakin. He says docha the taz. He said, I don't really think that that's the nafkamina, that Tzibor wouldn't be able to do it. Shekasav atam mishum deroyli tin schar lo si mitzvah. The Rashba doesn't say it's about, you know, whether or not they're going to be able to erase it 5 or 10 or 15 years ago. He says the whole premise is that, you know, we want to be able to acknowledge osei mitzvah. We would like to be able to acknowledge them. It doesn't mean a person themselves should be mispar. V'lachein ledinai nafkamina. Daf shekasav shmo. They are technically allowed to do it, right? Whether it's the appropriate thing or the advisable thing to do is a different question. So it doesn't have to be miyad. And then he concludes with the following. And that's why maybe they always retain the rights to change a little bit. Something Yaruch HaShulchan says on many different occasions is you have to try to figure these things out based on what the other factors are. So there's no replacement for a local, you know, rabbinic authority. We talked about recently, you know, he mutseis, you know, mutav shiach. So there's some people who would say, okay, so I donated this, but you know, now that was a certain amount of time ago, and they're mevater and it's not going to be a big deal. And there are other people, it's going to be World War III. You know, if you take my name off the pushka, you know, whatever it is, you know, then, you know, it's going to lead to machlokes, you know, she'en kamoa. So the responsible thing to do is to know your people. And you have to know the local factors. So again, you know, the two most important points, I think, just for today, is etzev for the Rambam doesn't mean b'sever panim yafos, ra'os. You can never degrade the ani. That's number one. The second most important point is that there's a fine balance. We want people to be credited with doing important mitzvos. In other words, we want to create a standard that these are the kinds of things that we acknowledge in our community. But la'olam lo yispar adam, certainly internally, that a person is walking around, you know, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai said in a different context, al tachzik nitova la'atzmacha ki lekach lo tzarta, a person has to understand that every dollar that he or she has is a pikadon from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're doing with it what Hashem asked you to do with it. You're doing the right thing. And you can feel good about doing the right thing, but to be mispar, to be a balgaiva about it is really nauseating. And it has nothing to do with v'hatznei alechas im elokecha. So again, if those are the three things, b'micha v'amida nal shalosh, asos mishpat, v'avas chased, v'hatznei alechas im elokecha, v'hatznei alechas im elokecha, is also a way of, a method of achieving avas chesed. And when we engage in a chesed, not to be mispar, to do things quietly. And I'll just remind you of that last pasuk in Koheles, ki es kol amasa yavi elokim emishpat, al kol ne'alam im tov v'imra. So we looked at the Maimar Chazal, which is very meaningful, you know, about zanosein tzedakah la'ani, you know, umal benoso, that all of our tzedakos have to be done in such a way that it's consistent with the broader principles of halacha as well. Foremost amongst them, kavod habrios, not denigrating people, and right there with that, hatznei alechas im elokecha.